Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Grant LaBeouf is here. Grant's joining us all the way from England, hard by to London he is, and he's one of the top experts around the globe on digital marketing, founder of Sticky Marketing Club, LTD. That'll tip you off into what part of the world he's from. And that's a sales and marketing expertise company. He's the author of Digital Selling, also Sticky Marketing, and that gives you a little bit of an idea about what he focuses on. And boy, howdy, can we use that kind of help. Grant LaBeouf, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, and greetings from America. How are things in England?
Yeah, it's good. Everybody's just getting back to work here, so, you know, most of the England really closes down on Christmas Eve and doesn't really awake until today. So we're all just coming back to work here.
Well, good for you. Hey, I was telling the audience when you were you were going to be joining us, and I was pointing out something that I thought you might want to talk about a little bit because it's part of your world, and that's this concept of light speed. You know, you and I are old enough to have used that term. You know, maybe 20 years ago, that'll snap you back at light speed. You know, and in those days, it was hyperbole. It was just it was a way of being emphatic and you know, to over the top, so to speak. But today, in the digital world, with people walking around with magic wands in their hand, and the world at the available to them underneath the enter key. The light speed, saying that customer expectations are changing at light speed, that's not hyperbole anymore, is it?
No, absolutely not. In fact, it's really interesting. You know, one of the things that we know in the digital world in terms of being successful in business is responsiveness. It's just how quick that you can be because a prospect, a customer will go online and they'll be searching for something and they'll put out a couple of messages. And, you know, almost the person that gets back quickest to the customer can win the customer. So, yeah, things move really fast and you have to react really quickly. And that's why I don't know how many of your listeners do this, but people are using things like live chat on their websites and also chatbots, making use of chatbots, which I think are underutilized by a lot of small businesses.
I'm sure there is.
Where you're not trying to fool the customer that they're talking to a human being, but you can be really responsive and answer their questions in mm-hmm. real time because what you said about light speed is so true.
Well, you know, Grant, I'm old enough to remember when business owners would once a year they'd go out and call on their business customers. That, you know, maybe the salespeople would be involved, you know, and there, you know, are the clerks or whatever, however they did business with them, you know, that was you were part of the process. But once a year, the owner would go out and make the effort to call on, toward the end of the year, to call on them and make sure they knew how things are going, everything going good, you know, you guys, what do you need new, blah, blah, blah. You'd get the information and you'd operate that with that for a year. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? And, today you can't do that. You've almost got to check in with customers every day, don't you?
Yeah, you've got to be there. You've got to be responsive. They've got to know that you're around. I mean, one of the things again that I think a lot of small businesses underutilize is the power of video. Mm-hmm. It's just making a short message that you can make on video because that's scalable. It feels personal to a customer, especially if it's sent out with a personalized email or other communication. But it can feel really personal, like you're there, and it doesn't replace the face to face. Of course, it doesn't, but it does keep you there, and it keeps you front of mind, and it's more personal than a cold email, for example.
Well, you know, you were mentioning some of the chat box type of programs. Even though those aren't as elegant maybe as some of the big company chat rooms are, as maybe they're not, you know, they're a little clunkier, maybe not as quite as personal. What I try to remind people about, and I believe this, and you correct me if I'm wrong, customers are not expecting you to be exactly like Amazon or exactly like any of the big companies, but they expect you to be sort of like that. In other words, you don't have to be the most elegant chat room, so to speak, as you were talking about, but they want to see something from you, and they'll give you credit for making the effort, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really interesting about that, Jim, is that we know, I do a lot of studies in behavioral economics, which is obviously linked to marketing. And we know that one of the things that really upsets customers is uncertainty. So I'll just give you an example of what I mean. On the London Underground, one of the things they did on the London Underground, which improved customer satisfaction more than anything else, wasn't making the trains more reliable. It wasn't making them run more often. It was putting out that dot matrix display, so when you went on the platform, you knew the next train was going to be in 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. Even though 8 minutes is a long time to wait on the Underground, what it did was it took out the uncertainty. In other words, I'd rather wait for 8 minutes and know it's going to be 8 minutes than wait for 5 minutes, but I'm standing on the platform and I have no idea when the next train is coming.
Or if it's even coming. At least you've been told there's a train coming.
Exactly. And it's exactly the same with your customers. You know, even to have an auto-respond email to say, thank you, we've received your message, we'll be in touch in the next 6 hours, or we'll be in touch by tomorrow, or whatever it is. The fact that you've acknowledged their message or their inquiry or whatever it is, that in itself takes the uncertainty away, because otherwise they send an email, let's say, and they're just wondering, am I going to get a response? When am I getting a response?
And here's,
taking that uncertainty can really heighten satisfaction.
And here's why this is so important. What you just described is what my friend Dr. Arki Chankute calls closure. He wrote a book called Built on Trust, and he says trust is closure. So what you did was you closed the loop. You said, okay, we told you a train was coming. You're expecting it. Now we're telling you when. We're giving you an update. That's a form of closure, and closure creates trust, and that's how you build digital trust. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And if you can be responsive, and a customer knows or a prospect knows you're handling whatever it is, that in itself, builds trust and helps build that relationship. And then, of course, just fulfill the promise. If you say you're going to get in touch tomorrow, make sure you do. But, yeah,
right.
100%.
Absolutely. Closure, folks. You can do it in the digital world. 20 after the hour, right back with our good friend Grant LaBeouf. We're going to talk some more about digital marketing. I'm Jim Blassing here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.